Yes.
Go for it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Saul, and thank you everybody for being here. My name is Lorenzo Mangani. I'm the co-founder with Alexander Dubovico, who's sitting here, of QXIP, and we're the guys behind Homer, the App Encapsulation Protocol, and a bunch of other little things that you might have heard about if you use this stuff. Today, as usual, we're gonna be talking about Homer, Homer 7.7 in this case, which you have just released maybe a couple of weeks ago, 2, 3 weeks ago. So it's really, really hot, and it's the medicine to our own mistakes. Yes, so I mean, Homer has been, you know, has been around for a while. He had many generations, and not all of them were perfect. This one hopefully is. So it's a redesign, as you see here, a little bit of our timeline. It's 2020. It was time to redo it. So not necessarily inventing a lot of new stuff, but, you know, redoing what we already have in a better way, in a more extensible way, and so on, is gonna be the point of the presentation. So it's about 40 slides, 20 seconds each. Let's see if I make it. So why Homer is the first point. I'm just taking for granted that, you know, at least some of you will know what we're talking about. But why did we do Homer, and why is it useful? First of all, it's a time machine. It's a perpetual packet and event collector. So it's a store where you can go and find out what happened yesterday, what's happening right now, piece it all together, statistics, engineering search, and so on. So it is designed to go deep into the data that we collect. It used to be SIP only, then we added more protocols, then we added events. Today, it's kind of a generic store. So if you can define an input, then you can put data into Homer, you can have it index it in a smart way, and then you can start correlating. So you can have, you know, SIP on one side, diameter, events from Janus, CDRs from CG rates, just about everything you want to collect. And Homer now allows you to stitch it together, so have the application hop for you. So instead of, you know, having to open 10 screens, hopefully you can open one and have it do the work for you. It can produce granular statistics and KPIs, so everything that goes through the system is turned into numbers, and it's stored, you know, in a smart way, so using tags and everything else. You'll see what we have chosen. We have a whole lot of app integrations, so our encapsulation protocol is really what makes Homer appealing, at least in my opinion, is the fact that, you know, in many platforms, Camaïeu, OpenSIPS, Asterisk, Free Switch, Dractio, and many other tools, you can just flip a switch, and they start volunteering data to Homer using our encapsulation protocol, which makes it incredibly easy and convenient. And of course, we have coverage also for other platforms. We have had thousands of deployments over time, so we know our customers, we know our use cases. We, you know, we have 10 years of experience helping people succeed with this, so we, you know, kind of know what we're doing. And then everything is 100% real and open source, meaning that everything you see here, you'll find it on GitHub. There is no fantasy or, you know, road mapping. This is all real stuff that you can go and try right now. So 2020, a simpler Homer. This is what we wanted. How did we do it? So the, you know, on the left, it's really a very short summary, what people want. They want it to be easy to install, easy to use, easy to extend, and of course, easy to love. If it, you know, helps you, you just love it, right? A tool that helps you do your job, you go back to over and over, and, you know, you kind of care about. So this is where we want to go. How do we do it? So we needed to go to fewer elements. So we figured that, you know, our project was incredibly modular. We thought it was a good idea because we always thought of developers first, but not really, right? Users just want to click twice, have it up and running, and solve their problem. Developers, you know, can take their time. We redesigned the UI and the UX, so we had a lot of engineering-grade design in the UI. It was great if you were one of us, but if you were not, you know, if you used it because you needed it, it wasn't really ideal. So we fixed a few things. We have solid integration, so again, walking away from giving you guys 100 modules. If you only need five, or 90% of people use those five, we made them solid. And then well-documented. This has always been, you know, a little bit of our gap. We spend a lot of time developing, testing, doing the hot stuff, and then, you know, praying that our community helps us document stuff. That doesn't happen, so now we're gonna do it, and we paid some people. So what's in the Homer recipe today is the following. So we have, of course, on the left, our stack, Homer, which is made of a few applications. I'll show you how they work. In the middle, those are the Delta stores that people want to use. So this is what our users really chose and what we solidified. So Postgres is the data store, then we have Prometheus or InfluxDB for statistics, Loci for everything else, and Grafana on the other side. Why is it there? Because since Now, I guess Homer can also be headless. So you don't really need to use our UI if you just want to have a tool that produces passive metrics time series about what your network is doing. If you want to search, we have a UI. But if you just want to translate your data and traffic into numbers, you can do it, and you can visualize and work everything in Grafana. So our data goes the way of the rest of your data. This is a little bit of a flow, and I'll go piece by piece. Most important part, of course, it's the stages of Homer. So we capture data. So we have what we call agents. We have dedicated agents. We have native agents within a bunch of platforms. We have a few there of the most notorious ones. In all of those platforms, turning off HAP is a flip of a switch. You configure an IP, a port, and you're done. This is also including, for all of them, encrypted traffic. So the big question, what if I do TLS? Doesn't matter. Those platforms will mirror internally, so they will just bypass the problem for you, and they make it easy. Then it goes to the capture server. In this case, it's going to be Heplify server, our Go application developed by NAGBI and now maintained by all of our group, which kind of does the center point. It splits the data between time series and packets and logs. The packets and logs go the way of Postgres or Loki, and I'll show you how. Everything else goes to either InfluxDB, Prometheus, TimescaleDB, you name it. I just put a couple here, but it's way more flexible. You can actually choose whatever you want. Homer Hub kind of puts it all together, so it can talk to the time series, to the data, to Grafana, and HapSub, which is something that I'll show you. So the capture agents, unless you're using a built-in one, we have two that we provide that are cross-platform. Heplify is a simpler agent. It's made in Go. You deploy it, chmod plus X, and you're done. It just basically needs the address of Homer to send the data back, and it does all of the simple correlation. If you have complex scenarios, many interfaces, different protocols, then you can get the way of capped agent or RTP agent, which are modular, that can have many profiles, that can do different protocols, different interfaces, different port ranges, and generally be more complex. They also have inside routing and tagging plans, meaning that it's kind of like any other platform in your OpenSIPS, in your Camaido, you have a plan where you go through steps. So in our capped agent and RTP agent, you can do this. So when a packet comes, you can see what it is, you can see what it contains, you can decide where it goes. So if this is coming from IP 1234, send it to a Homer versus another one, tag this packet with something that will go in time series. Generally, you can decide what happens to the data. It's not just a pipe. Also, it supports more protocols. So we have SIP, Diameter, RTP, RTCP, RTSP, logs, events, which include whatever, for instance, Janus or Jitsi or other platforms can produce. And optionally, we have RTP analytics and recording and lawful interceptions, which are problems that our customers face, and we created modules for them. Of course, they are not fully open source, but they're within the same platform. You see a pipeline on the side as of what it does. Moving in, the capture server, this is where all of these packets, and mind, you can have 1, 10, or 100 of those agents deployed around your architecture. They will all send data to this connection point, where you can basically aggregate it. And this is where you decide where the data goes one more time. So it's a second stage of filtering and routing or deciding where your data gets written and how. Of course, this talks to the databases already. So it writes data to Postgres. It has a Prometheus metrics export endpoint. And it can write everything else to Loki, including the signaling. So if you want, you can also bypass Postgres, just write everything to Loki and Prometheus. It allows you flexibility. Once it's in, Homer app is our point of connection. So this is where we have our UI, our API, and we allow you to reach all of this data in a simple way. This is also where we have correlation and a bunch of other mechanisms that are key to the functionality of Homer. So starting from one session, being able to find any correlated session, being able to find logs and events for all of the sessions, being able to find statistics that have to do for all of the lags that you have seen in all of those SDP invites, all of this is done by the application for you. So you just hopefully open one of your sessions, and then you find everything else kind of in an organic way. Again, it talks to Postgres for data, JSONB format, so everything is really JSON objects inside, statistics to everything else. There's HapSub there, which is something new, and I'll explain to you about. So this is kind of the big picture here. Just you know, a brief reason why we chose certain technologies is because people love them. At the end, you know, I have my preferences, Alexander has his, but what we need to do is look at the delta of our user base. And this is what people wanted, apparently, and this is what we did. So we're listening to the community. And again, a huge key point is on the other side, Grafana. You can use it now to connect just about everything we write. So Grafana can access Prometheus and InfluxDB, of course, TimescaleDB as well. It can access even Postgres, so you can even go and visualize data based on the packets that we write, and definitely Loki. So it kind of, you know, comes together in a nice picture. If you don't, you know, want to learn another UI, you can basically build a Homer in Grafana now quite easily, which includes signaling and just about everything else you can think of. One of the big news is EPSub. So we came to the point where, of course, some of the data that you're working with is captured by us and it's stored in our database, but you also have a whole lot of data just around your systems, logs, events, CDRs that you might create, other statistics, other analyzers. How do we connect them without forcing you to duplicate all the data is through EPSub. So EPSub basically allows you to build a little middleware agent that subscribes to Homer and can be called for special types. So I have a few examples here. I can write a little middleware that goes and gets a pickup or does a lookup in Elasticsearch or talks to another API. This script is basically fed all of the session details. So you open Homer, you click on a session, you select, let's say, in the mapping to use the call IDs. The system will take all of those call IDs, will send them through the EPSub API, which will basically do a bunch of parallel lookups in a platform that we don't have access or data for. And then it returns objects that can be displayed all together in the UI. So literally, open a session, do a EPSub agent that looks for CDRs, even in a file, or for whatever cost in your API, or who the customer is, for instance, taking, you know, the phone number, looking it up, and say, yes, this is one of my customers, it's John Smith. And display it in the UI organically, without data duplication, without security implications, without GDPR, you know, nightmares. This data is somewhere else. We just make a query, we display it, and it's gone. So this is a huge point where we're going to invest. It also allows us to interface with other platforms you see there. So if you have a VoIP monitor and already deployed, now you can have Homer be a UI for VoIP monitor. Fetch the CDRs, the statistics, the RTP that you have there, just like anything else. So under the hood, what makes this possible is protocol mapping. Alexander redesigned everything. So before, we kind of have a static schema. Now it's all dynamic. So mapping is per protocol, so even SIP per se has its own definitions. You define what's what. If you come up with your own SIP header, you can just add it to the mapping, and it becomes indexed just like anything else. So it gives you a lot of flexibility. You can do the same with an object. For instance, the events of Janus, which are JSON objects, can be defined in the schema, and then when they come in, they get indexed. So we know what's what, and you can go and search by session, opaque IDs, or whatever it is that you have in your protocol. The same for the next thing you're going to invent tomorrow. So if you go home, you come out with your RTC signaling protocol or your fancy way of logging something, now you can just make a little schema and make it searchable without any development. So you don't have to touch the code. You just have to touch a few config files. Custom dissectors, so we have now pipelines. So, of course, Homer and our agents are able to do what we program them for. For everything else, you can have, 2 minutes left? Oh, I got to run. So for everything else, you have external dissectors. So we can pipe everything through T-Shark or anything else. Let's run. It's difficult. It's so difficult to install. Oh, my God, that's false. Install SIPCapture.io, super easy. It's a couple of packages. It's an installer script that you just run. It's a Docker set of containers that you just spin up. Literally, you can have everything from scratch without ever having seen it before in 5 minutes. And it's up and running. Demo time, I only have 2 minutes, so I'll take it. Here we go. Log in. Search. Now we have search and results are in the same page. So you don't have to go back and forth, search back and forth. You can change parameters, and it's all within the same screen. You can decide the forms now with a drag and drop mechanism. So by protocol mapping, all of those fields, you just drop them and they go. Time selection, way more elegant than it used to be and programmable. A bunch of widgets that you can choose to display data from our stack or other stacks. You can also embed widgets from Grafana. So if you have the Grafana panels, you can just display them in Homer just the same. Message protocols, detail, external dissector. This is T-Shark piping a message from Homer and returning results. Heptypes, call flow with just about everything, any protocol, if you add it, it displays automatically. statistics, MOS is back, even for RTCP. So we calculate it in steps. Let me run logs, heptype 100, strings, JSON events, everything can be displayed in here. So this is the information that you can send to Homer to be displayed. This is the information you can find in Loki. So if you're writing logs or whatever, you can look up by call ID and do piping. It returns results. You can export. You can share. You can display data from Grafana, Prometheus, embed widgets, more. This is a roadmap for the future. We're going to do a lot of stuff. We are Homer. You are Homer. Please use it. Give us a report. I love open source. Thank you. If you have any questions, catch me outside. Thank you. Oh, t-shirts. Grab your own Homer QXIP pajama, because if you have Homer, you sleep well. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, Lorenzo.